Well, Aboriginal Alert started out about 9 years ago. Our son committed suicide, and my wife decided to take a walk from Prince Rupert to Kamloops, down the Highway of Tears. And we started off with the alert began as an initiative called Community Compassion with the three buffalo you see there. From there spawned Aboriginal Alert. Aboriginal Alert is a site, a repository of information that we want to keep on the site that's pure, because as we were walking down the Highway of Tears, we would see these billboards of a young lady that had gone missing, and the passion that the family had in order to keep her alive in picture, you know, so people could actually see that. I picked up on that, and I thought, this is something we need in the Aboriginal world, and that's what we did. So we created Aboriginal Alert. It's a repository of respectful, honoring information for current missing people. We have a new historical component being built right now that's going to be launching this week, and that's going to be phenomenal. But it's already, we've got hundreds and hundreds of stories. Right now on our site, we have about 350 people missing. We're averaging about 40 kids under the age of 18 missing monthly, and we're not getting, the alarms are not going off nationally or in the media at this time. We just don't know why. Yesterday I checked, we had a 13-year-old missing, but it's starting to give us more information. So we encourage people to come on with Aboriginal Alert. What we ask for people, we have an alert system, and how our alert system works is that if people sign up and become what we call a community champion, we'll alert them within 100-kilometer radius when somebody goes missing. All we ask is that they repost it on their social media, and that's how our alert system lives. There's no science, there's no rocket science here, there's no magic. It's basically about people that are willing, ready and able and interested in participating and helping us. This is how we're going to get messaging out and get the alerts out to people that care and want to do something about it. We have about 2,000 champions across the country right now.